Hello and welcome to Exam, KBIA's weekly look into educational issues in Mid-Missouri. I'm Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson. Large donations from alumni and supporters have become a major source of funding for universities. Just in the last month, the University of Missouri School of Music received a $10 million donation from Rex and Jeannie Singfield, while the University of Missouri School of Journalism received a $1 million donation from Timothy Blair on April 24th. KBIA's Abigail Corson tells us about how a multi-million dollar donation to the University of Missouri comes to be.
Most of the time, it starts with a phone call.
You know, many of these are very wealthy individuals. On the major gift side, they could build a monument to themselves in the south of France, but they decide to instead do a scholarship or a $10 million gift.
Thomas Hiles is the Vice Chancellor for Advancement at the University of Missouri. He oversees a team of alumni and development staffers that facilitate donations between the university and alumni. He says the first step in generating those big multi-million dollar donations that we all hear about is through building and maintaining relationships with potential donors. The University of Missouri Advancement and Alumni Relations Office identifies prominent alumni and starts the conversation. Heil says this process may take years, but once the relationship is established and the donor feels a sense of trust, then the University Advancement Office may ask for the donor's permission to come back with an offer.
We have to ask permission. We have to show them respect. So I like to say, you know, can we have permission to come back with a proposal for the music school, for athletics, whatever it might be in this category, not necessarily the dollar amount. Dollar amount's kind of the last thing that we talk about. And so usually, 9 times out of 10, they're going to allow you permission to come back with a proposal, and then we go from there.
Hiles says once a proposal has been presented, the university and the donor will work together in figuring out how the money would best be spent.
So the number one thing is that we have to go out and talk with them because each donor has different interests. And what we try to do is play a matchmaker role in terms of matching up a donor's passion with a university priority.
I have to say that I'm humbled to be here. First of all, I haven't been here.
This was the case for Timothy Blair, a 1973 graduate of the University of Missouri, whose $1 million gift to the MU School of Journalism was announced at a recent press conference. Blair says when he was considering making a major donation, he met with the University Advancement Office multiple times to discuss how his gift could coincide with one of his passions.
When we began to talk, it became very apparent that the passion that I had about LGBT rights and being a gay man myself, that's where I felt that, you know, I wanted to put my money where my mouth is.
So Blair's $1 million gift will fund an initiative at the MU School of Journalism to study the media's role in shaping perceptions about gender stereotypes and the advancement of LGBT rights. Blair says for him, the donation process couldn't have gone any better. But even through the generosity of some of MU's alumni, Heil says there are misconceptions when it comes to individuals who give a multi-million dollar donation to a university.
And yeah, they certainly want to have their voice heard as part of their giving, but 99% of our alums who give do so because they're generous and they want to support their alma mater.
This past fiscal year, the University of Missouri was able to raise $164 million from alumni donations. I'm Abigail Corson, KBIA News, Columbia.
That's this week's exam. I'm Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson, and thanks for listening.